Next item.
Item number 5 from the Chief Financial Officer, Milwaukee Public Museum, submitting financial updates. This item was also considered by the Committee on Parks, Energy, and Environment. On July 22, 2014, that committee took no action. It is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Morning.
Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors. Dennis Coyce, the recently appointed President and CEO of the Milwaukee Public Museum.
And Mike Bernatz, the Chief Financial Officer for the Milwaukee Public Museum.
As I'm still, I'm at 7 weeks and still learning the ins and outs of the museum's finances, Mike is here to help support me and make sure that we answer your questions accurately and completely. But I just wanted to take a moment to thank the committee and let you know that we're honored to manage the county's building and the county's collections and assets. And go over our report, which was previously submitted. As you read, the museum's attendance is running slightly behind, and its special exhibitions, which are its bread and butter as far as attendance goes, in this past year have not met their expectations on which the budget was based. Hence, the budget is running low. Expenses have been cut to accommodate that. On an operating basis, the museum is and continues to run in the black, and we expect to finish the year in the black. As you saw in the report, there has been significant progress in debt reduction for the museum. As you know, the museum's debt some decade ago was well over $20 million. It currently stands, as of today, at $1.6 million. There are pledges on the books to reduce that to zero, and we are well on our way to doing that, and that will be done in short order. We have nearly fully funded the museum's pension assets. We were at 96% as of the end of May. We expect and hope that we will be at 100% within the year and intend then to lock those down, and that will be a significant and positive development for the museum and its finances. And I would also like to report that we recently received a significant $1 million gift to fund, in large part, the museum's first new permanent exhibition, Crossroads of Civilization, which will be opening this spring. It's the first new permanent exhibition the museum has mounted in more than 20 years, and that alone is a significant, I think, indicator of the museum's resurgence and return to financial health. That's a significant moment for any institution. Happy to entertain questions or comments or any other items in the report that you may wish to consider.
Mr. Bernatz, do you have anything to add?
No, I think, you know, as you look at our numbers for this year compared to plan, we're certainly down. And as Mr. Coyce mentioned, it's really been because of the special exhibits attendance levels running about 40% versus what we 40% down from what we had planned. You know, if you compare us this year to last year, you know, our revenues are a little bit ahead of last year, and our actual expenses are running $135,000 below last year's at this point. So on an unrestricted profit level, you know, what we refer to more as an operating profit level, we're improved over last year. So we expect that trend to continue.
Supervisor Johnson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Bernatz has given me Mr. Coyce's pronunciation of his name. That's what I wanted.
Like a voice.
Pardon me?
Like a voice.
Your voice. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Well, you are the new voice for the museum. Yes, that's for sure. My quick comment and just a question, give you a chance to just expand on maybe on your vision just a little bit to answer some current questions. I was lucky enough to come on the board at a time when, you know, right after the crisis, and we've had two great leaders. I think Mr. Finley, you know, stemmed the tide, and then I think maybe Mr. Williams' legacy, which has been stated, is that the unbelievable debt reduction, which this county is kind of committed to do also, where overall I think in the same business of doing it, is exceedingly important. That's a great success story from 20 to 1.6. You came with great credentials. I think you've been very well received by the board. I think I can speak for the board. The last meeting, I thought you leaped out a wonderful vision for the future. The future being the competition we have in the market, you know, the daily attendance and getting people there, and the less reliance on exhibits. Could you briefly, you know, benefit the board who looks this over a little bit with your vision and how you foresee the future and what you can do to make sure the upward trend continues for Milwaukee Public Museum. Just maybe appreciate a short summary for all of us. Thank you.
Certainly. Museum directors are not efficient usually at giving short summaries of anything, so I'll do my best and be brief. But I would say that the way forward for the museum is going to be through philanthropy. And ultimately, I think it's been extremely efficient in building a sustainable business model, which is what my predecessors successfully did and got the debt down and the ship balanced, if you will. But going forward, the museum will need to sustain itself through philanthropy and through fundraising growth over time. I think there's a lot of potential for the museum in that regard, given its position in this community. As you all know, it's the most attended museum in the state by a good margin. It is also, interestingly, if you look at its per capita visitation, the Milwaukee Public Museum is the sixth most visited museum in the United States on a per capita basis of natural science and natural history. What that tells me, it is incredibly well utilized by our community. In a city of 1.6 million metro, that's an incredible number to average 600,000 visitors over a 10-year window. So, the way forward is philanthropy. We will be looking at ways to get the museum outside of its building. It is more than just a collection of objects. It's a museum of the here and now, and it's also a museum that needs to reflect the communities it serves and be a part of those communities and partner. And so I think you'll see much more of that going forward as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions or comments on this item? If not, thank you for your report and welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.